This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. So pleased to be joined in the studio once again by Suzanne Bourbonnais, who is with Community Home Support Lanark County. Suzanne, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Nice to be back.
It is good to have you back. We're talking about a special event that is coming up September 22nd, right?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
The Ontario Provincial Police Chorus are hosting a benefit concert for Community Home Support. And we provide medical transportation for seniors and disabled adults living in the community, and there's lots of people that are facing cancer treatments or perhaps something like dialysis, and those costs to getting from the hospital home to hospital can be very daunting. So any of the monies we raise from this effort will go towards offsetting the cost of those fees.
Which is fantastic, because we've spoken to you about your organization in the past, and we'll get into a little bit more about some of the volunteers that you're looking for. But any time that you get, a performance of this caliber coming in to help you, that's a special thing.
Oh, it sure is. This is actually the second time we've had them, Bob. Back in 2016, they joined us, and this was a result of a volunteer at the time who had a connection to the OPP via an old military connection. So they put our name forth, and lo and behold, this is the second time they'll have come to do this kind of fundraiser on our behalf. They're on their way to Ottawa. The following day, on September 24th, is the annual police memorial in Ottawa. So they'll be singing at the ceremony there.
And that's a huge ceremony that brings in people, officers from across the country, every single year to mark those that they've lost in the line of duty.
That's correct.
Tell us about the performance itself. Now, these folks obviously liked what they saw when they came to Perth last time, because here they are coming back. But, what can the people in the audience expect to see?
Well, their repertoire is quite broad. They may perform some gospel, some Broadway, some rock and roll, and just classic music.
I don't know if people, I guess I should say, if people have not seen a chorus perform, it is something special. It honestly is. My mother used to be in a chorus a number of years ago, and I would go, I remember the first couple of times being dragged to those performances, but just being amazed by the different arrangements that they do, all these different parts singing. I can only imagine that this particular group puts on a spectacular show.
And from my previous experience, I would say yes. I guess there's 21 members this year coming on tour with them, and they look very smart in their uniforms. They're dressed in OPP type uniforms.
They're dress uniforms.
Yeah, they're dress uniforms, and I guess they've been practicing for months now, and this is one of the first concerts post-COVID, so they're really looking forward to coming to beautiful Perth. They have a bit of spare time to come and see downtown Perth. So it's going to be really a really great concert.
Now let's get to the details. I mentioned it's coming up Friday, September 22nd. The time is 7 p.m., right?
Yeah. The concert begins at 7, and the doors open at 6, and it's at St. James Anglican Church, 12 Harvey Street in Perth. Now there's plenty of parking, Bob. We have parking at the back. There's wheelchair parking on the streets. There is wheelchair access to the church at the side door. We will have a number of volunteers helping people into the building, show them their seats or show them to the facilities, handing out programs, selling flowers. We have Sarah Smith from Gossamer Gardens, a local farmer. And she will be providing us with bouquets, dried and fresh floral arrangements, and she will sell those, and all the proceeds will go towards this benefit concert.
That is fantastic. And the tickets for this, just $15.
Yeah, it's a pretty reasonable price for a night out. And we are selling tickets at our office at 40 Sunset Boulevard, and we're accepting cash, check, credit or debit. We've actually had one person today buy 10 tickets.
Wow.
To distribute to clients in need. Like maybe they wouldn't normally afford to go to something like that. So
it's a great show. It's a great opportunity for them to check it out. That's awesome.
That's right.
And that's certainly in the spirit of generosity your organization provides all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak about generosity, you're hoping some people will be generous with their time because you're still looking for some volunteers. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Yeah, post-COVID, we're still in a shortage of volunteers. And one of our main programs, and the whole reason for this benefit concert, is to gather resources for our assisted transportation program. Now, volunteers, using their own vehicles, take people to medical appointments locally, you know, Perth to Smiths Falls, Perth to Carlton Place, or maybe someone doesn't mind driving in the city. But we have clients in need of this kind of assistance. It's very affordable transportation, and it's also a very neighborly way to get around. These volunteers are donating their time. They get reimbursed their gas and wear and tear on their car, but they will pick the client up right from their home, assist them into the vehicle, help them get to whatever hospital or clinic they're going to, and help them right into that clinic. So if you're going to a large city and you're not sure about which floor your specialist is on, the volunteer will help you get to that appointment, and you feel a little more reassured that someone is there by your side if you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can build relationships with these drivers and the patients. They can, some of them do create these nice lasting bonds, don't they?
That's true. We have many, many drivers. At the moment we have about 40 drivers across our listening area. But clients will call and request, you know, that Bob drive them to Kingston.
Sure.
And the client, you know, the clients, yeah, it is. It does help form friendships. And when you're traveling, at the beginning, it might be a stranger who's driving you to an appointment. But by the time you drive them to 5 or 6 dialysis treatments or cancer treatments, there's no doubt a bond created. Those friendships do form.
And you're also looking for volunteers for another program. This would be your hospice program?
Yes. We have a volunteer visiting hospice service. And it is a social model, Bob. It's not a medical model where we have doctors and nurses, because there is that resource already in the community. So we have volunteers that are trained. We offer training to them. So it could be a simple, straightforward visit of 2 hours every Tuesday, for example, and you sit with that client who is rather ill. They might have a serious illness or a protracted illness that they need support with. So this is a form of what we call respite for the family. So maybe the spouse wants to get out and do groceries or go and get her hair done. Well, a volunteer visitor sits and spends some time with the client who, the wife, say the wife would feel better knowing that someone is sitting with her husband so she doesn't have to worry about him when she's gone.
Yeah.
We have clients living alone with little support. So this friendly face coming to their door on a regular basis means a lot to them.
So if someone would like to volunteer for either one of those programs, what's the best way to go about it, Suzanne?
Okay. So even though our agency covers Smiths Falls and Perth and surrounding areas, our main office is in Perth, and you can call 613-267-6400.
And sign up and do a great job, great thing for people, and help out in your community.
We're actually having a volunteer open house on after Thanksgiving, October,
oh,
I believe it's the 16th. So we will invite people to come and learn more about us, and then they can decide whether they want to join us. And the nice thing about home support is any time you give is truly, you know, we're truly grateful for that. A person could give 2 hours a week or a couple hours a month, and every bit helps.
Absolutely. So the number again to call is 613-267-6400. Call that if you'd like to volunteer, or if you'd like to line up some tickets, of course, to the OPP Chorus Benefit Concert for Community Home Support Lanark County. Once again, that's coming up Friday, September 22nd, 7 o'clock, St. James Anglican Church, 12 Harvey Street in Perth. Tickets just $15, available at the office. So, and that is found at 40 Sunset Boulevard in Perth. Suzanne, always a pleasure to have you in. Best of luck with the concert, and we hope that you get a number of calls for volunteers as well.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Our guest today on In Focus, Suzanne Bourbonnais, who is with the Community Home Support Lanark County, based out of Perth, but of course covering the entire county. My name is Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.